Introduction. One day, a friend asked me a question that stopped me in my tracks. Where does Jesus fit into all of this? I had been reading deep spiritual teachings and attending AA meetings, a spiritual recovery program, when that question came. I realized something surprising. I had no answer. Then I discovered something else. I'm not alone. As this exciting wave of spirituality has been sweeping the planet, many people have been reacting more and more negatively to organized religion. So we've turned toward other options, from spiritual workshops and meditation retreats to yoga studios and bestsellers from spiritual teachers. In doing so, we have thrown out the proverbial baby with the bathwater. The Pathwork Guide, whose teachings form the basis of Pathwork, tells us that what's behind all this activity is Christ consciousness. It would seem, then, that Jesus Christ would support this movement. In fact, Christ has been the main architect behind what's been happening all along. But we've lost our way in appreciating Christ's part in this story, which, I've also discovered, is not the way most of us were taught to think about Christ. I can relate. I've lost my way a time or two. I began my young life as a good little Christian, going to a Lutheran church. The children all stood by the altar for the Christmas program, each reciting parts of the Christmas story. My whole family rose before dawn on Easter for the sunrise service. Most Sundays, I sat in the balcony with the rest of the choir. In my mid-20s, however, I found myself sitting in my first Alcoholics Anonymous, AA, meeting. By then, I had veered off into a self-made belief system about a God who said go. Sure, I thought, there is a God. He created this place, and then he said go. We have been on our own ever since. For the next decade, I sat absorbing a brand of spirituality that spoke deeply to me. For example, I often heard people say in AA meetings, there's a God-shaped hole in my soul. I could feel the truth of that immediately, because I felt hollow inside, and nothing I had tried so far to fill that void had worked. What I didn't yet realize was that the answer to that emptiness was connected to a much larger story than I ever imagined. Then along came a big spiritual shift, a big opening in my life. The world of spirituality started unfolding for me. I began to consume books by powerful spiritual teachers. Carolyn Mace and Barbara Brennan were my first favorites. Then the teachings from the Pathwork Guide came along. I was lit up, on fire, completely fascinated. Where does Christ fit? When a new passion consumes you like that, you want to bring everyone you know along with you. So I shared what I was discovering with several friends and colleagues. When my friend asked me where Jesus fit in, the best I could do was to acknowledge that I had no idea. It was essentially forbidden to speak of Jesus in AA meetings, which was fine by me, yet nothing in all the spiritual material I was reading was talking about Jesus either. So I had to let it go. I just didn't know what else to do with this. As the years went by, I found myself increasingly aligned with the Pathwork Guide's teachings. These teachings are the source of the material held by the Pathwork Foundation. After 5 years of study, I signed up for 4 years of training to become a Pathwork Helper. That's someone who works with others to heal and grow spiritually by following the wisdom of these teachings. Of the roughly 250 lectures given by the guide, only a handful, less than 3%, focus mainly on the topic of Jesus. Although I studied many lectures very deeply, those weren't the ones we spent much time with. Along the way, I would frequently speak up among fellow pathworkers and ask, "But what about Jesus?" I got blank stares and, good question. For there were others who were open to knowing more about what the guide taught about the life of Jesus. What I didn't receive was much of an answer. One year, at Easter time, a longtime pathworker suggested reading the Cosmology Lectures. These are four pathwork lectures, number 19 to 22, that tell the story of how we humans came to be and the role Jesus Christ played in it. Someone had condensed them to about 10 pages. Rereading this condensed cosmology story each year gradually changed how I understood Christ and Christianity itself. When the pieces of this story finally started fitting together, my reaction was simple. Holy moly! Expanding my understanding. In 2013, I took a deep dive into the pathwork question and answers. As I absorbed this body of material, sorting all the pathwork Q&As by topic and making them available on a website, I began to see the connecting threads. Moreover, I began to see how spirituality and religion, especially Christianity, fit together. It's not just that everything began to make sense. Even more importantly, I began to appreciate why I should care. This book, then, Holy Moly, shares the Pathwork Guide's teachings about how our human lives began, what happened along the way, and how Christ fits into this story. It is the story of how humanity became lost in duality, and the daring rescue that made our return to God possible. Then it turns inward, showing how this cosmic story unfolds within each of us and how we can participate in our own transformation. Prepare for your thinking to expand, because whatever you think this story is about, it isn't quite what you think. The companion book is Keys, Answers to Key Questions Asked of the Pathwork Guide. Keys combines answers to questions about religion, Jesus Christ, reincarnation, the spirit world, death, the Bible, prayer and meditation, and God. The Pathwork Guide also suggests we may want to reread the Bible with this broader understanding in mind. Doing so can open new doors on our path of personal development. Swimming in gratitude. It is my hope that by listening to Holy Moly, you'll feel enlightened and inspired. Even more than that, I hope you will feel grateful. We owe deep appreciation to Christ for what He has done and continues to do for us, and to the Pathwork Guide for offering us a version of this story that makes so much sense. I also share my personal gratitude to Eva Parakis, whom I never had the chance to meet. For 22 years, she dedicated herself to giving the Pathwork Guide an instrument through which to speak. In doing so, she gave us an incredibly precious gift. In service to the guide, Jill Lurie.